Tommy's Tavern.
I think there's just going to be a quick swapping of headsets taking place, and Trev Robertson throwing on the headset, and Josh Conway's going to fire a couple at him.
Robbo, he's a popular man, young Harry.
Yeah,
plenty of people around him wanting a piece of him.
Yeah, he's a bit of a crowd favourite, Benno. He's got the family here having a bit of a listen. They got the mobile phone out, listening to all your questions and his answers. I'm sure they were brilliant.
Not so much.
A little bit of sarcasm there.
Not so much for me, but the boys always deliver. What did you make of this afternoon? West were really impressive and probably don't lose any admirers after that. How did you assess the game itself and your own side's performance?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty brutal game of footy. We said to the boys at the start of the game that they were very good at contested footy, and to be fair, I haven't seen the stats yet. We kept a few of the stats for ourselves, but I'd suggest they probably won the contested footy. So he's, from a Greg Mallow point of view, he's done a great job with that group, I think, and they're going places.
Thanks for joining us, Robbo. Well done. Sometimes in this time of the year too, you know, you've played enough footy and coached enough footy, you've just got to grind one out in the middle of winter, and that's what you've done today. But you probably learn a bit about yourself as well and what you can do when challenged.
Yeah, you stole my words there, King. I actually spoke at the start of the game about be prepared for the grind, boys, and I spoke after it. I didn't expect the grind to last that long, didn't want it to last that long. But I think for us, it's a really good hit out. You don't want to win games of footy by big margins because you're not getting tested, and when it comes to the big stuff, you want to be able to know what works for you under pressure. We changed a few things around. I think some of it worked, some of it didn't, and in the end, we just got there.
Lockie Peck into the ruck actually proved crucial, those couple of those stoppages or centre bounce clearances late in the game.
Yeah, it was one we just spoke briefly about before three-quarter time. I think Symes, I really respect as a player, and we spoke about him before the game, but he was just sitting behind the footy and was causing a bit of havoc for us around stoppage with extra numbers and so forth. So we went with a bit more lockdown, and it worked for us, and Pecky did a great job.
Robbo, great to have the Adelaide mullet back in the team, obviously. I don't know how how it transpired, obviously, in the last few weeks about him coming back to the club, but he just gives you another avenue to goal, and obviously playing through midfield too if he needs to.
Yeah, look, I think he's one of those guys who could play anywhere. We've played him down back before. I don't think we'll do too much of that at the minute. But, I'm not sure what he's... statistics were, I suspect they were something like 2.7 goals, around something like that. So, and you could tell within the first few minutes of the game that he looked dangerous. And I think he's a really hard matchup for anyone. Unfortunately, he didn't kick straight enough, but he'll fix that, I'm sure.
Did I hear his nickname's Razzle? Is that right?
Yeah, there's a bit of Razzle Dazzle about it.
Did he name himself that? Or?
Oh, look, it's not quite the Tasso pleasure stick, but.
Torrin Baker, the package.
Yeah. But it could be
self-appointed. Yeah, that'd be right.
You should know too, Robbo. He dropped 3 F-bombs, and we know after the game. He dropped banned. three bits of magic, which was nice of him too.
Can you have a chat to your media manager at the club about just a bit of education for your players, please?
Was that Harry Benson?
No, Paddy Dowley.
Oh, did he? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he has been in Adelaide, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we said. Well done, Robbo. Good work. So, Robbo, how do you treat the next fortnight in terms of, do you give the players a bit of a physical and mental break away from the club, or because you had that COVID shutdown and things weren't normal, do you try and keep it normal over the next week, especially leading up to then, obviously, St Albans the week after?
No, for us, we'll have a spell. There'll be a small session here on Tuesday, but it's really just an optional for anyone who wants to come down and have a run. So, and it won't be ball work, it'll just be some fitness to keep them ticking over. For us, it's important to just have a rest and refresh and get going again, because it gets pretty busy towards the end of the year, and it's really important time of the year. We did that previously. I think it works for us. As much as we were sort of down for a break, you weren't really sure what was going on, so you could have been back at training in 1 or 2 days. So I think mentally for us, it's just a get out of here. Keasty and I are getting away, and there's actually quite a few other players that will now get away, and we'll get back into it in a week's time.
Rob, I was always watching how game styles unfold throughout a game, and today obviously the centre of the ground's a bit of a glue pit. Was it a plan to avoid the corridor a lot today? It just looked like both sides really played wide-ish on a narrow ground and avoid that corridor. And when the ball did get played through the corridor, there obviously looked like a bit more fluency. Was that a direction, or is this the way it happened?
No, it wasn't a direction, certainly not from us. There was times in the game where we asked to go defensive. It was interesting watching the first quarter where clearly the guys hadn't really adjusted to the wind. I don't know how many times it went out of bounds on the full, but we played that, or both sides played that ground side of the ground for a fair bit of time. But there was times where we actually really wanted our guys to come through the middle, and we probably didn't execute it as well as what we liked, and it's probably why we were in the situation we were.
Yep.
You any update on Tom Lang yet on that ankle, Robbo?
Not yet. He's suggesting he thinks it might be significant, but he is walking around on it, so we'll get it assessed in the next few days, and hopefully it's not too bad.
The syndesmosis always comes to mind when you see something like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a very, very popular term, the syndesmosis. Never heard of it until 2 years ago. But,
it's pubis.
Yeah, it is the new osteitis pubis. Yeah. But we'll run with that at the minute, Kingy, and we'll see where we get.
Well, Robbo, we really appreciate your time. Been enjoyable coming out to Anthony Costa Oval again. Once again, you've turned on a thriller for us. We appreciate that you do that for us and keep the game interesting till the end.
I'm sure he doesn't want it.
Yeah, we'll... Maybe you guys should stay away from Costa Oval. Gives me a heart attack. But, I appreciate all the work you're doing, boys. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate it, Trev. Thanks for your time, Robbo, today. Trev Robertson joining us there from down at ground level, and a win for his boys by 5 points this afternoon, 63-58. Miami's Tavern.